Everyone knows Illinois is in the middle of the country, but did you realize Illinois is in the middle of everything?
It's the middle of the center of culture and food and history, architecture, nightlife, natural wonders, all the amazing things that you can find in Illinois. So this campaign was obviously on behalf of our client, Illinois Office of Tourism, and the star of the campaign, Jane Lynch, who everyone knows and loves, celebrity, award-winning actress, comedian, and most importantly, Illinois native.
That's Time Zone One's SVP of Media Relations, Marla Schahowski. And I'm the Publicity Club of Chicago's Executive Director, Tweet Thornton. I'm also your host today. For more than eight decades, the Publicity Club of Chicago has been the professional home for those in communications, marketing, and public relations. For most of our history, PCC has honored the best of the best in those industries with our award series, the Golden Trumpet Awards. On today's episode, we are looking at one of the top five campaigns in the 2023 Golden Trumpet Awards program. It's a campaign that truly deserves an encore discussion. Now, we couldn't have this podcast without the support of Rivet 360, our podcast sponsor and producer. We also couldn't have this conversation without today's co-host and PCC board member, Anne-Marie Mitchell. Also joining Anne-Marie and Marla is Marla's colleague, Madeline Sweeney from Time Zone One. Let's hear from you all, and we'll start with Anne-Marie.
Hello, I am Anne-Marie Mitchell, Senior Vice President at Reputation Partners. I have a decades-long career in communications, put it nicely, in public relations in Chicago and globally. I worked with agencies, boutique agencies, large agencies, corporations. And what I really love, though, is this work with PCC, where I get to talk to people doing just cutting-edge, exciting work, and I get to learn so much. So I'm excited to be here and be a part of PCC.
Thank you, and thank you for being here. Marla, why don't you kick us off and tell us about yourself and Time Zone One?
Hi, yeah, thanks, Tweed and Anne-Marie. Great to be here. Thanks for having us. So I am a director of media relations at Time Zone One in Chicago, and we're thrilled when we won Best Overall Campaign, the PCC Golden Trumpet Awards last year for the Middle of Everything campaign. I have worked a combination of more than two decades working in TV news, journalism, and PR. So it has been a wild ride, and joined the Time Zone One agency about 7 years ago.
And I'm Madeline Sweeney. I am the account supervisor at Time Zone One. Thank you so much for having us. As Marla said, this is really exciting. It was such an exciting win. I have been working at Time Zone One for going on 6 years now. And then I have almost 10 years of PR experience, which is just feels crazy to say out loud. And worked both in-house and at agencies. And I can just tell you, like, you know, agencies keep you on your toes, and it's fun, exciting work like this that, you know, really keeps you invested. And it's a lot of fun.
Fantastic. All right. So Marla, you mentioned the campaign, Illinois, the middle of everything. Can you give us an overview of that campaign? What was the main objective or goal that you faced?
Definitely. I just want to start with a quick summary of what the middle of everything really means for anyone who hasn't seen the campaign. So our client, Illinois Office of Tourism, was launching a statewide tourism campaign. And middle of everything really just positions the state as it says, the middle of everything. It's the middle of the center of culture and food and history, architecture, nightlife, natural wonders, all the amazing things that you can find in Illinois. So this campaign was obviously on behalf of our client, Illinois Office of Tourism, and the star of the campaign, Jane Lynch, who everyone knows and loves, celebrity, award-winning actress, comedian, and most importantly, Illinois native. For the sake of this campaign, you know, she was born and raised in Dalton, went to ISU, and she, of course, a graduate of a famous alum of Second City and Steppenwolf, and so couldn't have partnered with a better ambassador for Illinois tourism than Jane Lynch. And this campaign was our client's largest campaign to date. So the campaign launched in April of 2022. the day after Easter. And it was intended to drive tourism recovery, you know, following the pandemic. I mean, this was a time when all U.S. destinations were really fighting and competing for visitors. Following the pandemic, it was that stage of like revenge travel. And so, you know, the stakes were very high for this. And it was an enormously important campaign launch. And just to let you in on a little secret, this campaign was intended to launch in March of 2020. Here we are almost 4 years later, right? It was going to be launched at the Illinois Governor's Conference on Travel and Tourism, announced by Governor Pritzker at that time. And as you can imagine, that event did not happen due to COVID-19.
We had a PCC event that was planned for March 10, Wednesday, March 10. And it was that evening that you had Tom Hanks and announced that he had COVID-19. Rudy Gobert with the Utah Jazz did the thing with the microphones. And then the reason why we went on with it was because the panel was about healthcare. And we had healthcare journalists that were on the panel. We were like, none of them have said anything about canceling. And so who are we to tell them? maybe this is not healthy. You know, like they're covering it every day. So not one of them said anything. So we're like, all right, we're going through with it. And it was like a 50-50 call. I know if it would have been the next day, that even just that Thursday, 75-25, Big East basketball, they had their conference tournament and they canceled the game at halftime. And then if it would have been that Friday, it would have been 100% definitely not. So crazy to think about. So next question, let's talk more about, get back to the tactics, the strategy. How did you approach this, I guess, especially because of the timing? What was the strategy for the launch?
Yeah, so I can take that. So really, I mean, the goal was, it's always the goal is to make a big splash. I do think we knew it was going to be impactful because Jane was involved and she's a big name. She was going to draw attention. But with the press conference itself, we really wanted to be impactful and the timing to roll out at a time that made sense. We specifically chose the Shedd Aquarium because it is featured in the campaign and it's local. We wanted something that would be easy to get all the local media to come and to highlight. And then, as I mentioned, the Shedd Aquarium is included in the spots. So we wanted to be as impactful as possible while we were there. We actually had a really fun media op where a scuba diver came up and had a big sign that said, middle of everything, enjoy Illinois. And so we wanted to create different areas within the press conference itself that didn't make it feel as press conference-y, if you will. And we, part of the press conference, you know, obviously we worked really closely with Governor Pritzker's team and DCEO to get this press conference off the ground. But we also wanted there to be a surprise element of Jane throughout the press conference, whether or not she was going to be virtually dialing in. That was the big thing at the time. But then, you know, there's always the issue of technology and is it going to run smoothly if we have her dial in? So we did a pre-recording a video where, you know, it kind of felt like she was dialing in. And yeah, that it went over really, really well. I think it added a surprise and delight element to the press conference that really garnered a lot of attention. We worked really closely with the key stakeholders, which were DCEO, Governor's Office, the IOC Creative Agency of Record, O'Keefe Reinhart and Paul, OKRP, as we'll probably be referring to them for the rest of this. But you know, we worked in lockstep with them to make sure that it all ran really smoothly. And Shedd Aquarium was so easy to work with. They made it all run really smoothly. Our overall goals with the campaign announcement itself. We were aiming to secure 200 million earned impressions, around $1 million of publicity value. And then, you know, there's going to be mixed sentiment with any campaign that rolls out. However, we were aiming for around 80% positive sentiment overall. We're thrilled to say that we secured all of that and then some. And whenever we roll out something new with Illinois tourism, our goal is to not only secure national media, but also it's really important to get the sentiment across all of our regional markets, which is, you know, includes St. Louis, Milwaukee, Indianapolis, but also we have our seven key Illinois media markets, which includes Springfield, Champaign, Quad Cities, Rockford, Peoria. It's really important that all of these markets are reporting on it and getting the right messaging across to our audience, because it's not only important to drive national and regional visitors in, but we just want people all around the state to be encouraged to venture out and explore different regions of the state that they might not be as familiar with.
That was so interesting. And I have so many questions. One of them I just want to follow up on is the idea of an unusual press conference and attracting people to your press conference. I mean, we know that that's the nightmare of public relations professionals, is to have a press conference and have no attendance. So I was taking vigorous notes on everything you said. And just to recap, having that element of surprise seemed to work. Any other insights that you can share on that you learned from this, on, you know, that you're taking with you to other campaigns?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think centralizing the campaign or the press conference itself to something that can be immediately drawn back into the campaign. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of a disconnect between the location where it's held and like, why is it here? This place isn't, it's not really resonating with or, you know, reflecting what the campaign or, you know, the initiative is showing. So I think it was really important that we held it somewhere like Shedd Aquarium. Wellington the Penguin is specifically featured. You know, he was a celebrity, wow. I feel like, throughout that time. No disrespect.
We, of course, wanted him to show up at the press conference, yeah. But that was a hard no.
He had other engagements.
He was booked and he was not available. So,
you know, it was important to us to really highlight the locations. And Chicago is just a really big focus in the campaign itself as well. You know, we wanted it to be really easy for Chicago media to be able to get there and capture all of it.
But so then you were also trying to attract other media too, right? And not just be Chicago centric.
Yeah, the beauty of working with the governor's office is, you know, like whenever they're involved with press conference, like there is a live stream link, right, that's provided. So, which I feel like is a tactic that any press conference should take advantage of, regardless of if you're partnering with the governor or not, to announce something, because that immediately gives, you know, every media outlet across the state access to tap into the press conference and cover it and grab sound and all of that.
Well, talking about the rest of the state, you know, I went to high school in Springfield, Illinois. So Central Illinois is always going to have a soft spot in my heart. And when I was looking at the website, enjoyillinois.com, the campaign is, you know, if you go there, Jane Lynch is all over the place. Literally, I was very impressed that, you know, there's shots of Jane in lots of different places, all over Illinois. You know, it looks like she really dived in to be a part of this.
She got around, yes. They were very busy. Very important to represent the entire state, right? I mean, it's everybody obviously knows and loves Chicago. You know, we know that is the big driver that bringing people to the state to visit. But, you know, a big goal of ours is to get people from Chicago to explore the rest of the state, to discover what's, you know, not even that far from them, for a new adventure, you know, whether it's the state parks or, you know, a festival, an event, whatever. I mean, we have the solar eclipse coming up in April, and one of the best places to view that is Southern Illinois, which is really exciting. So yeah, to your point, Jane, that was obviously a very strategic part of the creative, was to represent every region of the state in those spots.
As long as we're talking about Jane and the creative, I have to ask about the beret. How did you decide she would wear a beret, and what was the thinking there?
Well, I know that would go back to our creative agency of record, OKRP's decision on her costume, her outfit. Clearly, they knocked it out of the park with all of that. Yeah, she was our official Illinois tour guide for the sake of the campaign.
She pulls it off.
Do either of you have a favorite spot in downstate that you'd like to highlight? Downstate, of course, also including Galena and places even north of Chicago.
Well, I love Champaign. My sister went to U of I, so I always loved visiting that area. There's a lot of, I mean, obviously it's just fun, but there's a lot of really unique things to do there and nearby Monticello. And so I always have a great time whenever I visit.
I would say for anyone who hasn't traveled down the Great River Road, the borders the western part of the state along the Mississippi River, Grafton, where you can find Pere Marquette State Park and Aries Winery and Resort, which has incredible views of the Mississippi River, is stunning. We take press, domestic and international press that come in on press trips and fams to Grafton, and they are just blown away by the views there and the scenery and what you can do there and the amount of like outdoor activities that are accessible. So highly recommend a visit to Grafton.
All right. Well, you're talking about other campaigns, other work. What are some other campaigns that you might like to highlight internally? I know that one campaign that popped out when we were doing some more research is the On the Fence campaign. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, the On the Fence campaign has just been one of the campaigns that we are so extremely proud of. You know, this was a campaign that at the heart of it is a public safety, public health campaign, you know, public awareness campaign about the impact and the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccine. It was a joint effort between Time Zone One and our partner agency, Schaefer, Kahn & Carter, SCC, in Chicago. And it has just, you know, in terms of the recognition, could not be more grateful for how it's been recognized. I think it's earned up to 13 awards, and it's won a regional Emmy Award in December as well. And really, it was, you know, featuring 18 real people. I mean, these aren't actors, real people in Illinois residents who were on the fence about getting vaccinated for COVID-19 and then became fully vaccinated after being fully informed. And the effectiveness of the campaign is really something to talk about, because it had an impact where it decreased the unvaccinated rate in Illinois from 18% to 9% in just a few months. So like that stat alone, I feel like is worthy of calling out. Yeah. So, and just a very emotional campaign. I mean, it was for the people that the teams that worked on it, which did an incredible job with that. And I'll let Madeline talk about Illinois Made.
Yeah, so Illinois Made is a program that is very near and dear to my heart. It is the Illinois Office of Tourism's program that really champions small businesses all around the state, and they highlight it as one of a kind destinations with really authentic visitor experiences. The program was launched in 2016 and now has over 275 small businesses all around the state. A new class, as we refer to it, is announced once a year. And this year, we worked with Governor Pritzker, DCEO, to announce the largest class to date in a very big way. We've never done it before in the history of the program. We held a press conference. Governor Pritzker announced it. It was 48 small businesses that were inducted into the program this year. And the press conference, we held it at Koval, which is another maker in the program here in Chicago. And yeah, it was really exciting because for this particular announcement, we reached out to several of the new makers that were going to be brought into the program and invited them to come up to Chicago and, you know, showcase their products and their work to Governor Pritzker and local media that were invited to attend. And it was a really great opportunity for exposure for them and for us to familiarize ourselves and get to know them on a more personal level than, you know, we typically are able to. So it was really exciting. You know, as you can imagine, we received a lot of local coverage, not only local, but statewide as well, which, you know, as I mentioned, is really important to us. And the program is just continuing to resonate. We have initiatives that we do every year, gift guides. The 2023 holiday gift guide was just featured in Forbes, actually, so on a national scale. And the article was all about how, you know, tourism organizations are using these gift guides as ways to drive visitorship around the state to the state. And it was really great to see that, you know, this program that is all about highlighting our small businesses is making an impact in a positive way.
There's so much great work in Chicagoland, and we've heard so many wonderful campaigns that you're working on. And we all look to other agencies as well that are doing interesting work. What are you looking at right now? Maybe other Golden Trumpet award-winning work or other agency work that you're admiring?
Yeah, definitely. So another Golden Trumpet award winner that caught our attention was from Purple Group. It's a independent marketing advertising agency in Chicago. And we've actually done work with them as well. And we just are always blown away by the impactful campaigns that they have. So this particular campaign was called Enjoy Local, and it was tied to their client, the Chicago Transit Authority, CTA, and was really a community-focused campaign all about increasing the exposure of businesses that were going to be impacted by CTA's massive construction project, which was like the largest capital investment project in CTA history. So a major undertaking. And how to keep those communities, from suffering from people, being just, not turned off by the construction and not wanting to eat and shop and visit all these places. So they really went, about it with the strategy of like featuring these communities as destinations, places to shop and eat and play and explore local businesses, which I feel like is, as we talk about tourism and travel, it's like sometimes it's really about just discovering what's in your own backyard, a place you haven't been to before. So it was really great to see that and just all the tactics they use. It was just such a heartfelt, solid community campaign at the heart of it.
That's wonderful. I know I can't tell you how many people I heard say, I'm going to shop for the holidays in my local shopping center, in my neighborhood, in Lincoln Square or in the different neighborhoods that people live in Chicago. It's exciting. So who knows, that campaign may have fueled that thinking, right? That's a really good one to point out. Thank you so much.
Well, Marla and I talked about it. And while this doesn't necessarily fall within the Chicagoland area, it does. It really resonated with us as a state tourism campaign. Sorry, not state, city. Lexington, Kentucky recently used a laser beam to send a message to potential alien visitors, which was just so crazy unique for a tourism campaign. It obviously drove a lot of coverage. But I also think what's interesting was the idea behind, all it was deep space imaging that sparked this idea. So really anywhere could have done this campaign, but they did it first. And so, anywhere else would just be copying them. So it's a really unique idea. And I think it's ideas like that inspire us to, think outside the box.
It's not every day you see that, a tourism campaign making front page news on USA right. Today. It's not, that's definitely not a given. Right. So
it sparks my interest. I want to learn more about it. Exactly. I haven't heard of it yet, but in one sentence, you had me wanting to now Google search it and learn more. It's that absurd humor that I love. I'll say one campaign that I admire, and I might talk about on each episode, at least mention it, is the Pop-Tarts bowl and the Pop-Tarts mascot, which if you haven't searched that, do so. That's all I'll talk about the campaign. And
you can talk about it all you want. You can talk about it all you want because our partner agency, Schaefer, Kahn, and Carter, we're part of the Schaefer, Kahn, and Carter family. So time zone one is. And Kellogg's away from home, Kellanova away from home is one of our clients. So please do promote that campaign because we also, certain members of our PR team also touched the B2B side of that campaign and pitching that all the concession menu items that were available at the bowl game. So the Cheez-It bowl game, the Pop-Tart bowl game featured actual menu items with Pop-Tarts, with Cheez-Its, and got a ton of great coverage. So I know everyone was fixated on the beloved mascot, the Pop-Tart mascot who stole the show. But behind the scenes, there was a lot going on from a food service menu creation side of things too.
No, it was something that I landed on my radar like many people, but there's a Twitter account that's called the Sickos Committee, and it's based on college football. And I don't actually watch a lot of college football, but I like the humor behind the account and the celebration of college football itself. And they highlighted a lot of the things like the menu, you know, the fact that when the coach won, they had a bunch of mini Pop-Tarts poured on them instead of Gatorade. You know, there was a whole thing. And all of those little details, yeah, well done, hats off on that. And that was one campaign that I really enjoyed.
I'd like to move on to, we're talking a lot about looking at creativity. That might be a good tip. I'm taking notes. What is one tip that you have that's helping you in 2024? I mean, we all start the new year with resolutions. We're going to do more of this or change this. But for you, it could be related to self-care. It could be a new routine. It could be, you know, new software at work, whatever. But what is it that, you know, has you off to an award-winning start this year?
Yeah, I think for us, something that we just continue to realize we need to do more of because it just improves the process so much is writing a really strong brief from the get-go. We are constantly going back and re-reviewing the brief, whether or not it's to remind ourselves what the goals that we had in mind, what strategies, and sometimes it's even just to see how much the project has evolved since the brief was originally written. You know, I think it's something that it makes all the difference, and really, come award. You know, when you're starting to work on the award submission, a really strong brief can oftentimes write itself. So it is probably the biggest thing that I personally am trying to really get in the habit of.
That's excellent. Yeah, that is such a great point to be thinking at the start. We're going to be entering this in a competition. And so get it right to begin with and make your life easier, because that's that whole, it's time to put the award application together. We got to start from scratch, but not if you have that excellent brief. That's very smart.
Yeah, it's all about seeking clarity, right? Clarity is helpful.
Well, Marla, what's pushing you in 2024?
I mean, you know, we're all travel junkies where we are in our office. Just obviously we have such a strong passion for travel. There was a story in a Chicago area freelancer wrote for Forbes just recently about journey travel and the trend of journey travel in 2024 and what that looks like. And part of journey travel is she was talking about solo travel and how there's been a surge in solo travel and a lot like amongst women. And as a former solo traveler myself, highly recommend. And I would, you know, like if anybody is questioning the value of solo travel, like even if you are, you know, a couple or have a family, like there is no better way to experience like a new destination than solo travel. Like you just learn so much about yourself. You learn so much about, you know, just what what is guiding you, whether you do it like as part of a tour group, and there's tons of travel agencies and tour groups out there that are catering to solo travelers this year. But I love that she had weaved this into her story about, you know, just how many people are seeking this out. And like, it's just one of those things where you will be surprised. You will surprise yourself. And I know some people feel like it's intimidating. I don't want to do solo travel. That's scary. But there's ways to do it, you know, like in a, you know, tour group setting or whatever, where you aren't necessarily solo. And the beauty of social media is like, you can be instantly connected to so many people wherever you're going. So, love the idea of pursuing solo travel, experiences, wherever the journey may take you in 2024. On the theme of travel and tourism. And then just a podcast that I'm kind of completely obsessed with for the podcast people out there. I love Mel Robbins. She is a fantastic, life coach and guru of like knowledge. The former attorney who's like turned, you know, herself into this, has this empire now. But I listen to her podcast as much as possible while I'm driving in the car to and from work. And she covers everything, personal, professional, just everything, how to deal with a narcissist in your life. Like it is everything. So I just find so much value in her podcast. So I'm just going to plug her if we can.
Fantastic. Yes, please. Yes.
Love that.
With that, our conversation must come to a close. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Marla Schahowski and Madeline Sweeney from Time Zone One and PCC's very own Anne-Marie Mitchell. I appreciated the opportunity for them to highlight all of the wonderful things to experience across the land of Lincoln. I thank both of our guests and my co-hosts for amplifying all of the wonderful work that is being done out there, especially Time Zone One's campaign for Illinois tourism. Our thanks again to Rivet 360 for sponsoring this discussion. Rivet 360 is the podcast production company that can help you take your idea to audio delight. For more, check out rivet360.com. The Publicity Club of Chicago podcast is produced and edited by Rivet 360's Jennifer O'Neill. Podcast artwork is by Fee Morgan of DBC Brand. If you are interested in learning more about the Publicity Club of Chicago and the Golden Trumpet Awards, please visit publicity.org. That's all for today. More great discussions are coming your way.